job is not yet complete, and on our part there's a continuing commitment to improve. But I think the important thing is that significant improvement made, and SCAS is now operating in some 19 countries and involving 119 importers around the region.
Agriculture Minister Barnaby Joyce says there's been a positive welfare outcome for 99% of animals exported. Is 99% good enough in your view?
Well, no. Obviously, our objective is to eliminate any harm to the animal in the transportation and supply chain. But this is a significant achievement in a two-year space of time. SCAS has worked, and it should be acknowledged as such.
Half now, of the importing countries have a record of animal abuse, according to this report. How comfortable are you with that?
Well, again, we've got to continue to improve. We haven't said the job's complete. We'll continue to improve it. I think what has been acknowledged, however, is the significant recognition by the international body that is responsible for observing animal welfare that Australia is a world leader in this field. And not only have we made significant improvement in relation to our animals that we export, this has had rub-off benefits in terms of the handling of animals from countries other than Australia that export.
The live export industry has criticised the SCAS system for adding layers of unnecessary red tape. From this report, is there any indication that this has been alleviated?
No, that in fact, the report acknowledges that point. It identifies the cost and says that the next objective is to try and work with industry to reduce the burden of bureaucracy and red tape. We welcome that, and we will continue to work with them on that front. So we will work with them on two fronts. One, continuing improvement in terms of animal welfare. That's what SCAS was set up to do. But secondly, now that we know that we have got a system that is working and has made huge inroads, we should be together working to reduce the cost and the bureaucracy.
What improvements specifically have been recommended in this report?
I think continuing application and implementation of what has worked. The report identifies the significant investment in training that has been made through this program, training of people who work in other countries. This is an important part of the equation. We have to build their capacity to treat animals the way we treat them here.
Rather than just celebrating the positives of SCAS, there is an expectation of specific recommendations or adjustments in the industry with a review of a system over 3 years. To me, this report reads as a bit of a non-event.
No, I think it's. I don't see it as a non-event at all. I think that when you look at where the industry was back in 2011, the huge wake-up call that came from the jolt of closing the market in Australia to recognising that that was an unfair solution, that if there are problems, we should develop a mechanism by which we address the problem in the supply chain, not the source country, not Australia. And I think that what the report acknowledges is that in that space of time, 2011 till now, huge improvements been made. We should welcome that.
It's a very complex system, and there are very big changes the industry is making. So surely there'd be specific recommendations to drive SCAS forward and to improve the system.
Now, I think that what is needed is the wider application of SCAS in the countries that don't yet embrace the SCAS standard, Saudi Arabia being a classic case in point. There are no animals being exported, no sheep being exported, for example, to Saudi Arabia because they haven't embraced the system.
One of the nation's biggest exporters, Wellard, has called for stronger penalties for exporters that breach SCAS to send the right message that this really is a serious process. That is coming from industry itself. It's not just animal welfare groups pushing that message. Is it something you'd support, stronger penalties for SCAS breaches?
And by the way, it's something that the report itself draws attention to and recommends might be a direction forward. So, of course, it's one of the areas that we will look at. Obviously, the better approach is to be able to address the problem in the country immediately. Penalising people after the event acknowledges that the welfare aspect has occurred, or the breach of the welfare has occurred. So I think that there are different ways to impose the sanctions. Penalties is one way, but this is tied up with this whole argument of how we can improve and get the cost structure down, because that is highlighted as a significant area for improvement in the report.
SCAS still doesn't have a legal standing in overseas markets. How can instances of animal abuse be prevented then?
Well, this is the issue, isn't it? We can't impose Australian law in overseas countries just as they can't impose their law here. But what we've got to do is to work with those countries to improve the standards and get them to understand that if they don't embrace the improved standards, they won't be able to attract our market supply. That has been successful. As I say, the figures speak for themselves that in the space of 2 years that this report has covered, 866 SCAS-approved establishments in 19 countries, and of all the millions of animals exported, only 22 instances of non-compliance in impacting on animal welfare. Now, 22 instances is still not good enough, but when you look at the numbers that are exported, it has we have made significant progress.
You did mention the Saudi Arabia market. I understand Agriculture Minister Barnaby Joyce is working to reopen the live sheep trade with Saudi Arabia, providing SCAS can be implemented. When is that likely to pull off?
Well, that's a matter for the minister, but we welcome his involvement. This is something that has to be addressed at the government-to-government level. And we urge his good officers to achieve that outcome, because it is a significant market. But it is an example of the SCAS system at work in another way, that if the standards aren't embraced, then we won't export animals to that place.